This is CA calling in from Arugat, Nepal at about 500 meters. And boy, are we enjoying the sick air. This is probably the lowest we've been since we left St. John's almost. And we had an amazing shaken and stirred local bus ride of about 10 hours today. And it was great to get off, and we walked about 3K to where we're staying tonight. And tomorrow we'll start on we've already started on the adventure, but we are going to do a trek up towards Manasalu and explore the Tsum Valley and then go up over the Larkia La and come down the other side and then make a plan from there, so around Manasalu. And so it will be great to see the mountain. I know I've had a few friends climb it, and it's great to be on another adventure. We've had a week of lots of roads and bus rides and transitions and Bardo and hanging out and being busy and all those kind of things, catching up on email. And life is going to get simple again. Walk, sleep, eat, walk, sleep, eat, sleep, walk, etc. And it was great to catch up with many of you by email and Facebook and Twitter over the last week. There may be some coverage with Encel on this trek, so where we can, we'll share things along the way, but we will be always trying to get out of a spot post, try to always send in an audio update, and where we can, share a few photos, because we love sharing our experiences that we're having today. And it's kind of exciting. The passenger list on our bus varied tremendously, from almost everybody having a seat to everybody having a seat, plus a lot of folks who didn't have seats, to folks sitting on our armrest, to folks almost sitting in our lap, to then folks getting out at various villages, and lots of fun moments watching the countryside and being amazed that there was a road going over these mountainsides, and learned actually that the road's been here for quite a while. I thought perhaps it was a new road, but it's been Hari, our hiking guide, told us that he first came to the Manasalu area over 20 years ago, so the road's been there quite a while. I know in some parts of Nepal, roads are new. The road now goes as far as Seti Koli here. So Kola being river, and Seti being its name. And where I'm standing, I can see a moon, a little past half full, just like a glass is half full. And I'm starting to see some stars. And that's awesome, because we saw them every night almost in Bhutan, and missed them in the last week. That's what happens when you go from tent life to hotel life. So all is well here, and still working on getting the last remnants of my cold to disappear. And that will be great for being another few days at low elevation as we start heading up the valley. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're well, and take good care. Bye.